Blog Talk Radio.
If you ask me, I'm ready.
He's telling me he just turned 30, having dreams of being single forever. He's getting worried and I'm scared too, cause I'm in the same boat. Good women are rare too, none of them came close. Me, I haven't changed much, you know how I play it. Better safe than sorry, instead of searching for substance at every single party. Baby, being part of this life, I feel like I'm bound to end up with somebody that's been with everybody. I need you to rescue me from my destiny. I'm trying to live right and give you whatever's left of me. You know life is what we make it, and the chance is like a picture. It'd be nice if you just take it, but let me take it for you. I'm just down a ride, we can roll around the city till you finally decide. I got more than a thing for you, tattoo and ink for you, right over my heart, girl. I do the unthinkable.
Y'all know what time it is. It's Monday night, folks.
8:30 sharp Eastern time. It's Monday night. What y'all doing? It's the beginning of the week. We just came off of Father's Day. What's up, folks? So let me just do this. Let me get all my formalities out right now. Because I got my Facebook livers hanging in with me. I got my folks on Blog Talk Radio hanging on with me. So I want to make sure that I welcome you all to the show tonight. So all, whether you're from Facebook, Blogger, Tumblr, Tag, Twitter, Scout, wherever you may be listening to us from on the social media circuit, we want to welcome you into the house tonight. And to all my international listeners who jump on the chat board, all my United States listeners who jump on the chat board, who call themselves, who get involved into the conversation, we want to welcome you to Ladies Tell All Show tonight, folks. It's going to be a blast up in here. So, with that being said, let me just bring my partner in. Miss Jenna! What's up, girl? Are you in the house?
Yes, Miss Cassie, I'm rocking tonight.
See, she in the house. That's chocolate drop, y'all. For you all who don't know, that chocolate drop, each year I have to give her a new name, you know, like. So for 2016, she chocolate drop, because she's a chocolate drop for real, y'all. So, Miss Jenna. What's going on down there in the ATL?
Ooh, it's slow motion. It's high. You know, this is the first day of summer, but it's been summer for quite some time. But they said officially today is the first day of summer. But, you know, everybody's been complaining. Ooh, bring on that heat. Bring on that heat. You know, God answers prayers in many ways. And, you know, when you ask for something, you better be darn sure well that you're ready for what you asked for. And when he bought it on, him and Mother Nature got together, and they bought on some heat here. So, you know.
Yes, it is a bit hot, even for this seven bale. It is a little bit hot. But, see, I'm relishing in the AC, so it's nice and cool in here, okay? You know what? Look. Y'all, even Mr. Eminem is hanging out with me on the set tonight. And he cool, because it can't be hot up in here, because if it be hot, he be melting. And I can't afford for him to be melting. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? I can't afford it. I can't afford it. And look, and I got this is not vodka. Because, you know, people be like, oh, my gosh, you got a big old glass full of vodka. This is not vodka, folks. This is straight up cold water. Okay?
I was starting to wonder if we was going to have to, you know, just call in, you know, for some classes or something.
I know. But it's you know what? Here's the deal. It is 80-something degrees here today, y'all. Tomorrow's going to be 88. The thunderstorms are supposed to come in because it's 88 degrees. That means, you know, it gets too hot here. Now it wants to thunder and lightning and tear up some stuff. Okay? I'm just saying. That's just how it's rolling. Okay? So, anyway, folks, let's get some things going here. Well, first of all, I know we got some birthday folks. Okay? I know Miss Jenna got some birthday folks, so we got to give our birthday folks some shout outs. And stuff. Miss Jenna, who you got on the birthday list? Who's on your list that we need to shout out?
Ooh. Well, I had so many birthdays before Father's Day, and then you got a couple more that's rolling in throughout the week. So I just have to sum all of y'all up. Happy birthday, family, and I hope y'all enjoy it. Happy anniversary. It's too many. You know, when all of them come rolling in back to back, I just want to wish everybody a happy birthday. And for those, you know, out there, you know, I know yesterday kind of like was an emotional day for a lot of people, feeling some type of way about some not being able to see their children. And then a lot of people weren't expressing Father's Day to those who really go above and beyond for their kids. They, you know, not able to see them. And it's like a baby daddy, baby mama drama type of thing. And
exactly.
And, and this is the perfect type of topic. And, you know, it was kind of crazy yesterday. From some of the statuses that I seen yesterday rolling, I was like, wow, of all days. Yes, mothers do get a lot of they get a great day when it comes to time for them to have Mother's Day, but fathers get they don't get such a great turnout and get the appreciation that they deserve. And me personally, I think it's unfair because a lot of men in the new millennium have stepped up to the plate more so than you've seen before.
You're right about that, Miss Jenna. So yeah, the weekend was probably somewhat emotional, probably somewhat, you know, happy as well. And, you know, I'm quite sure there were birthdays, there were probably births and stuff like that. But, of course, the last weekend this time, I was celebrating my youngest son's birthday. He just turned 22. He's the big 2-2, you know. And so we had family in town and stuff, and fortunately, you know me, when I'm out, I like to take pictures and stuff. We took pictures, but, you know, I can't post all the pictures up there with him because he be having issues, okay? Hey, Mom, why are you posting all them pictures of me, okay? So I can't do all that. I have to, like, stand back. He ain't like the oldest one. If it was Ashley, I could be like, click, click, and we'd be all online going, oh, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I mean,
but
sometimes you do have to, you know, when you, it's mostly the youngest one, but when they do want their privacy, they want their privacy. And you
exactly. And I had to, you know, I understand that. So it was cool. But we had a really nice time, and we hung out in the Lexington Town Center area and just had a wonderful time. That's what the whole weekend was good. Yeah, like I said, we had family up and stuff, and I truly enjoyed the family. We hadn't had one of the family members I hadn't seen in, oh, my God, close to 20, you know, almost 26 years. You know, I hadn't seen them. That's how long, you know, last time I seen them, they were, you know, a teenager in high school, and now they're 40. Okay? So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a long time. So we had a great time and stuff, but I want to make sure that I say happy birthday to all the June babies. Happy birthday. I know y'all some Geminis. Lord have mercy, y'all some crazy folks. Gemini people, twins. It's two of y'all. Y'all crazy. And I don't mean like separate people. I mean y'all got two sides. One minute y'all sweet, loving, kind, just wonderful. And then the other side, y'all like, you know, y'all got issues. Y'all ain't like a Taurus. Y'all got issues. But we still love you anyway, okay?
Yeah,
love you anyway.
It's still some love out there.
Yes, we still love you anyway, so it's all good. So happy birthday to all the June babies. Happy anniversary, because I know it's a lot of anniversaries coming up because a lot of people got married in June or May or April. So, you know, this is the month, June, July, August, for people to get married in and people who had already been married. So we want to wish you happy anniversary. Regardless whether it's 1 year, 2 years, or 20 years, hey, happy anniversary, make it do what it do. But tonight, we got to get down to business, folks. You all know yesterday was Father's Day, which is true. And for the past 2 years, and I want to say maybe to me it sort of got relevant like 2013, where mothers were coming in on Father's Day on social media talking about, well, I'm a single mother, and I play mama and daddy, so it's Happy Father's Day to me, too. Okay, stop. I'm here to tell you. Not at the end of the day, ladies. At the end of the day, ladies, you will still be called mama, not daddy. You will be called mom, mommy, mama, mother, my dear, my dude, you are still mommy at the end of the day. You are not being called daddy, okay? Just get it out your mind. Yes, we play many different roles in our children's lives, especially if there's a missing parent, an absent parent. We play a lot of different roles. And right now you have guys that who have stepped up, who are fathers, and they have stepped up and they're doing their job. But we still got some out there that ain't doing jack. They just constantly making babies, okay, and need to stop and putting it up on their belt book. Yeah, man, I got 10 kids. That don't make you no man. It makes you an idiot because you out here making all these babies, but you ain't taking care of none of them. And guess what? If child support papers were filed on you, I don't care if your child is 50. If the mother is still alive and they can find your butt and you still working, they are going to get that money. Wake up, okay? Unless the mother just says, forget it, I don't even want to be bothered. Okay, so it is what it is. So, ladies, although we might want to take that credit, but we have our own day, okay, which is Mother's Day. We have our own day. Be celebrated on that day. Or like my son said, this is my youngest one, I celebrate Mother's Day every day. Now, he don't understand that, yes, you may celebrate Mother's Day every day. I don't get a gift from him every day, okay? And my birthday may be May 7th, and sometimes Mother's Day roll on May 8th. Guess what? I wasn't born on Mother's Day. I was born on May 7th. So do I expect a gift on my birthday? You damn kidding. Do I expect a gift on Mother's Day? Yes, I do. Okay? So with that being said, we want tonight, we want you men. We want you all speaking up. Ladies, please speak up as well. I'm going to drop the number out there wherever you are, okay, in the world. Call in. My boy Hans, do y'all know what Hans is, y'all? Hans is I think Hans is in New Zealand somewhere. Hans is a good friend of mine. He's out on Focus Unite. And hopefully I'm going to get to meet Hans in August at in Vegas. So I'm hoping I get to see him. Hans is awesome. But anyway, folks, I want you to speak up. I want you to come in, share your opinion. Let's have this conversation, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the topic, and then I'm going to drop the number for you all to call in, okay? So here we go. So get ready. I don't think y'all ready. Are they ready, Miss Jenna, for this topic?
I hope they're ready for it because it's a hot one. I hope they're ready.
Yeah, I sure hope y'all ready. But anyway, here you go. The topic for the show tonight is this. What's the difference between real fathers versus sperm spreaders? Now, notice I did not say sperm donors, so I'm going to say this topic again, okay? What's the difference between real fathers versus sperm spreaders, not sperm donors, okay? Because sperm donors, that's a whole different ball game, okay? All right? Sperm spreaders. Here is the number. Now, look, when y'all call in, be real. Or feel free, if you're on Facebook and you're on my Facebook Live, feel free to put your comment up under here, or you can call in. The number to dial is 805-727-7101, and press 1, folks, to get into the caller queue. That number, again, is 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into the caller queue. For people who are tuning in from Czechoslovakia and Finland and all these other places, feel free to call in. You all know what the routine is. Or if you just want to go into the chat room, feel free to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ladies tell all and jump in the chat room and talk from there. And hey, let's roll with this conversation, because it is truly a conversation that needs to be discussed, you know. So I'm going to start it off. Miss Jenna, how do you feel about that? Because, now, like I said, it's sperm spreaders, Miss Jenna, not them sperm donors. That's a whole different thing. You're talking about them sperm spreaders. What's the difference? How do you feel about it? What's the difference between a real father versus a sperm spreader?
Okay, as far as a father, that's being, you're not just there sitting there saying, okay, well, I'm, you know, so your boys call you, man, well, come on, let's go hang out. Well, I'm watching my child right now. No, you're not watching your child. You're sitting here taking time, spending time with your children or your child at this current time.
Uh-huh.
Not just having to tell, sitting them in front of a television playing video games or watching a movie or anything like that. You it's quality time that's spent, because it's not all about the dollar amount that you can provide for a child. Sometimes it's about that quality time that you can, that you need to spend with them. It's quality time that needs to be spent. Nowadays, we need to raise our children instead of just sitting around with them the majority of the time. Just, you know, tell you how you got to have conversations. It's just a lot of things that's going on in this world. Then, as you call them, the sperm spreaders, those are the ones that's just dropping shit and just leaving and not even taking a look back. Be like, oh, you know, you could come and tell them, okay, well, you know, I just had this test done and I'm pregnant. I'm expecting, so what are we planning on doing? Oh, lolly, lolly, gaggy, gaggy, okay, I'm going to be there for you, you know, through thick and thin. And then when the moment comes for the final drop and the baby's here, they disappear, nowhere to be found.
Woo! That's deep, Miss Jenna. That's deep.
Nowhere to be found. And mind you, you're not the first one. They have two and three other ones. But the difference is they're taking care of their other children that they have. But yours, they don't even, it's like you're non-existent. But you said you were going to be there for me. You said, you know, we're going to take care of this together. So there's a big difference, you know. Take time out, because the children are, you know, the children don't ask to be here. They're innocent little ones that are brought into. We have a very disruptive world right now. And they're innocent pawn in a lot of different things that mothers and a lot of the mothers and fathers are everything that's going on with them right now. As far as custody, child support, especially one parent live in one state, another parent live in another state, and the child's got to go back and forth. And then you don't want to come to a mutual agreement. And then a lot of them, you can't come to a mutual agreement and to be in a relationship, one gets mad because you don't want to be bothered with them or you don't want to be in a relationship with them, then that's where the child is used as a pawn.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Woo. That's deep, Miss Jenna, because I don't think people understand how important it is. Because let's take it back a little bit. When we talk about having children to come into the world, that's a big responsibility. And a lot of people are, you know, some people get really scared because they don't know. Like, I'm carrying a new life. How am I going to take care of them? You know, where are we going to live at? You know, all these things come about. Am I going to be a good parent? You know, there's no manual that comes with raising a child. There just isn't. I mean, yes, we have books after books videos after videos out here now, or you can even go to YouTube now, on how to become a good parent. We have classes that you can go to. All these things are in the play. But, you know, first and foremost, the thing is this. When you talk about a father, okay, someone being a father, that's someone that's going to take responsibility, you know, of what he's supposed to do. You know, you have a child. So it's your job as that child's father to guide them, to lead them, not to just sit up here and just roll out. You know, we have so many fathers just rolling out. But a father is someone that's going to be there for you. He's going to teach you. He's going to protect you. He's going to love you. He's going to be there for you. He's going to provide for you, you know, clothing, food, a roof over your head, making sure that you are getting an education, spending time with you, you know, giving you advice, and, you know, giving you some encouragement to go on, you know. That's what a father is supposed to be there for, okay? That's the thing. When you talk about sperm spreaders, as what I call them, because I don't want to say sperm donors. I don't want to put sperm donors and sperm spreaders in the same category. That's a totally different category, okay? A sperm spreader is just somebody out here, you spreading your wild oats, you spreading your seeds, but you're not taking care of any of these seeds once they come to fruition, okay? This is why we have child support, because these people are dropping these, you know, hey, getting popped up, and walking around, this ain't my baby. You know, before you was this wonderful, beautiful person. Now you take his love behind the court. Now you the girl that slept around with 10 different guys. So I don't know if it is my baby, because she was sleeping around with Joe Blow and Larry Boo. Whoa, no. So that to me, that's the spreader. You're not taking any type of responsibility about your child. You're not doing anything. And you are eluding paying child support. I would say, you know what, if you didn't want to be a father, then first of all, keep in your pants or wear a rubber, have some responsibility, okay? Take, you know, be really responsible about what you're doing. It's just that simple. And these days, men can go get sick. So if you're not about trying to bring or create a new life, whether it's through accident or by plan, then therefore maybe you should not be out here spreading your seed out here. Then you won't have that responsibility. So I look at people like that. I know people that, you know, hey, I got this son, but you wasn't around. You wasn't around to take care of the child. So when did it become your son? You ever hear kids say, oh, he's just my biological father. He's not my, you know, they don't look at you as a father. And what people don't understand today is you don't have to be a biological father to be a father to someone's child. Okay, that's just bottom line. I mean, it's great if you have a biological father and he's being the father he's supposed to be, that would be perfect. But a lot of times we have stepfathers now who come into our lives, and you don't even call them stepfathers no more. You just call them daddy, you know what I'm saying, because that person has been there for you, you know. He has provided for you. He's been there for you. He's done everything he's supposed to do as a father, and still, as a grown-up, giving you father. But unfortunately, we, like I said, we got the sperm donors out. We got the sperm spreaders out here that want to keep on spreading and spreading and spreading. Not cool. Not cool. And here's the thing. Ladies, sometimes we allow it. You are with a guy that you know he don't care. He got you pregnant. He didn't care anything about you in the first place. You popped up pregnant. Okay? Now you done had this baby. You done got your little shape back. You looking cute again. Okay? Here he come back for some more. And guess what? You sleep with him again and get knocked up again. And where did he go? Out the door. Not cool. So, I, this is a conversation that we have. This is a conversation that we need to have. And I just think that real fathers don't get enough recognition. It's like, you know, don't get me wrong, mothers get their just due. They do. Mothers get their just due because, yes, we do a lot. We multitask. We're taking care of 15 kids while taking care of the husband, washing clothes, cooking, done ran over to the store. Oh, we're doing it all. You know? We're doing it all. But in the process doing all of those multitasks, we're not taking care of ourselves. And that's something that we have to learn how to take care of us. So, same with the fathers. Because now we got fathers today who will do whatever they got to do. You know, they really are stepping up to the plate, and they doing everything that they're supposed to do as a parent. So I would say, you know, that's something that we got to keep going. We got to commend them. Now, I think we have a caller on the line, so I want to make sure that we bring the caller in. So, Ms. Jill, let's bring our caller in.
Hey, Miss Kathy, how you doing, Miss Jenna?
Hey, Micah, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
How you
doing?
We got Comedian Micah in the house. What's going on, Comedian Micah?
Hey, nothing much.
See, you chiming in on this now. See, Comedian Michael is one of these good fathers. You know what I'm saying? So I like it when we got someone that can come in and talk about past experience. Now, I doubt we're going to get in the deadbeat dad falling up in here tonight, but if we do, it'll be amazing. But I want to first say happy Father's Day to you, Comedian Michael. And yes, that, you know what, Father's Day is you all's day. Comedian Michael, I don't mean no harm. Yes, I'm a female. Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry, ladies. Y'all can cuss me out later or cuss me out under your throat or in your mind or in your dreams. But we have our own day. Please let these fathers who are real fathers on the up and up, please let them have their day, okay?
Yes, Lord. Yes, thanks.
Stop hollering, you a father. Yes, we wear many hats. Don't get the game twisted. Yes, we wear a whole bunch of hats. Lord knows I don't wear a whole bunch of them. But, you know, we have to let you all have that day because there are fathers out here who are busting their butts, just like the mothers, taking care of their kids. So single mothers, let it go. Let it go. So, Michael.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You seen the topic. You seen the topic. So what do you think of this topic? Understanding that the last part I did call sperm spreaders. I just do not think that sperm donors and sperm spreaders need to be in the same category because that's a whole different type of subject. So tell me how you feel about that.
I mean, it's a difference. Of course, it's an obvious difference between a man who is a father. A father, he wants everything that entails. You know, he wants to, it's important to him to see his children grow, to be around, to go to the ball games, to go to the plays and the dances and the recitals and all of that. But then you had a donors where, you know, this thing is cool for a minute. And once it gets old, then, hey, I want to move around. Or you had the ones that, you know, it was fun because, you know, we was, you know, doing the nasty stuff and everything, but about to pregnant. I don't want that. So they out. You know what I'm saying? It's just to me the greatest thing in life to me is being a father. So I can't understand how a man or a woman could do that. You know what I'm saying? But you have those that do. But what my issue is, and I can be honest and say this is the issue for me. I have no problem. I have no qualm, you know, honoring women for the things that they do. I honor you on Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? I honor you on Women's Day. You know, the breast cancer stuff. I honor you on that too, because I like breast cysts. But still, y'all got them. So I'm honor you for that. But when it comes to Father's Day and women are being honored for that, to me, it's not a good look. It's like this. Let's say if you had a daughter and your daughter invites, you know, her friends. But there's this one girl that her birthday and her birthday party was a few months back. So now she's at your daughter's birthday. And she comes in and she sees the balloons and she's like, oh, you know, thank you. And then she goes to the table where the gifts are. Oh, I don't know which one I want to, you know, open up first. And then the cake comes out and now she want to blow out the candles. How would you view that little girl?
That's deep. That's a little deep, but. Mike,
that's the same exact way that men view women when it comes to Father's Day. If you know a man that wasn't up to no good, don't bring up the no good. Don't bring up the sperm donors. Don't bring up the dudes that ran from their responsibility. Don't bring them dudes. Don't even give them acknowledgement. Don't even acknowledge their existence on Father's Day. Because when Mother's Day come around, you don't hear no men talking about, hey, I want to, you know, say Happy Mother's Day to the woman in Detroit that got that dude that's an electrician on child support and ain't eating his kid and he's stuck. And then the lady that killed her kids and put them in the freezer. Then the lady that went off in court saying, yeah, I killed them. Hey, you know what? Let's give a shout out to Happy Mother's Day to Antoine Fisher's mama. No man is saying that. So why is it's different, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of makes men, in the eyes of the world, socially, it's like we're an accessory. You know, why do I need a man when I can do the whole thing by myself? But a man is the one that planted the seed. You nourished it and carried it, and you do so much even after it's, here.
Exactly.
But a man, you know, for it to be a healthy, you know, functioning child, you know, especially if it's a boy, you know, he needs that father. It's certain downloads that aren't going to take place. If my daughter, my daughter passed, she would be 16. If I had to raise her as a single father, it would be some downloads that would not take place. She would grow to be a good woman, but she would not be a lady. Because I know from the outside looking in, on the surface, I know what a lady is. But there's a lot more to being a lady than what a man sees. And it's a lot more to being a gentleman and chivalrous than women know, because there's no such thing as a complete gentleman. So,
well, here's my thing with that now. Now, Michael, you say, you know, as a single parent, you know, if you had to raise your daughter, then she would be raised as a good woman, but she may lack a few things or whatever. But see, here is where the parent, whether you are, if you are a male raising a daughter, here is where you got to step up the plate then, because you have to understand and you have to be able to look past your parenting skills. You are always going to be, if you have your children around positive role models, whether they are females or males, there are tons of females that know what it is to be a lady. So therefore, you would need to, you know, find that correct person that is able to do that. And that may be your mother, you know what I'm saying? That may be an auntie of yours, you know, somebody that you know can instill those things in your daughter. Because,
right.
you know, truth be told, we don't always raise our children by ourselves unless we just, you know, selfish and we just let make it happen that way.
Right.
We do supposed to have enough sense to raise our children with respect. You always supposed to put your children around good, positive role models, whether they are black, white, whether they are female or male, because they have to have a mixture. You want your children well-balanced, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you want them well-balanced. So, therefore, sometimes we have to step out of our comfort zone, you know, so because truly there's no excuse for us saying, okay, well, I'm just the woman, so, and I'm raising boys. Okay, well, I know I can't teach them everything, you know, or that a man can do, but can a woman really raise her male sons to be gentlemen? Yes, she can. Yes, she can. I think that if she was raised appropriately and learned some things from her father, because a lot of females, I know I learned a lot of things from my dad, you know what I'm saying? So
I think
it just depends. You know what I mean? And the thing is, when you become a parent, whether you have a male or a female child, you gotta get right down there in that sandbox with them. You know, if they go into recitals, you got men now, and you can go online right now and find a daddy right now, sitting down combing his daughter's hair. Okay, I remember when my mom was married to her second husband, Mr. Bill would get me up every morning, and I was the daintiest little girl ever, okay? He would dress me, okay? I would get dressed, the cutest little dress, and he would do my hair. And I looked fly, honey, when I came out that door, okay? So, you know, I think you just have to go. You just have to find a way to do it. If you want your children well balanced, I think you have to open up some doors even for yourself. Because as parents, there ain't no manual. I'm not going to go order Dr. Spock's book. Okay, that ain't happening. You know, you just have to raise your child the best way that you know how to raise him, but I think we have to really go back to the beginning. And I think this is where people mess up. Not realizing that children are a gift. That's what they are. They are a gift. We are given that gift because we are considered their caretakers. Now, a lot of us abuse those privileges. And sometimes our children grow up and we are so mad and upset with them that we don't see that this is what we were doing when they were younger. You know, it's almost like it's a catch-22. It comes back to bite you in the ass. So, so I mean, you know, you got the sperm donors. Well, I only want to call them sperm donors, sperm spreaders, who are just out here dropping seeds. They're not trying to pay child support. They just want to say some stuff like, yeah, I got 10 kids. Ain't nothing cute about having 10 kids if they don't really know you and you ain't really doing nothing for them. What's cute about that? Or it's just to say you have a son and you was never there and the mother asked for help and you wouldn't help the mother. You wouldn't even buy the child some shoes. You wouldn't even pay child support. But the moment that child became a grown person, got signed a football contract or basketball contract, here you come out the clear blue. Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy. How you feel about those kind of sperm spreaders?
It's one of them things where you can't. It's one of them shame. To me, it's one of them shameful moments because it's like, you know, you can't accept credit for something that you didn't really fully invest in.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's who does the child give that credit to? You know, when you when I make certain statements. Like my son plays soccer. When I make certain statements, and I don't like soccer, but he loves it, so I love it. But when he kicks the ball, it makes it curve and scores. And I'm like, you know, that's my boy. You know, that's. And then when they ask, yo, what about that kick? Like, hey, he did that thing. Did I show him how to do that? Yeah, I had to study that crap off of YouTube. And I had to go outside and kick a wall and practice it. But it's like I can say that because my son knows, hey, me and my dad, before show, I got 30 minutes, and I should be leaving and getting ready to go to the show. But I'm real tight on that time because I want to finish kicking this with him and make sure that he gets it because he was discouraged about 5 minutes ago, and I want him to leave on a high note. And a parent can stand up and say, hey, that's my boy. You see the way he did that thing right there? Ha! And it's like, but if you ain't put that time in, you can't. That's stupid. It's like, man, shut up and sit down. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, to be honest, especially with sons, whenever your son does something nasty, nine times, this ain't with every woman, but 9 times out of 10, when your son does some nasty, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did that. Dad get a lot of that credit. Now, you know he got that from his daddy. And it's like, damn. When he do something good, it's like, yo, you got to make sure that you cement that. Hey, that's me right there. You see the way he did that. But for a man to claim that and he didn't put that time in, I mean, there's another man. I'm out of place to say, man, you know you ain't been around little man in a year. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of them things that we look and we like, we shake our head. But once we get that man alone, away from everybody else, then that's when, you know, we check him. Yeah, that's your son. Yeah, you did your thing with his mommy here. But don't disrespect him like that. He kicking it, learning how to do that, or he learning how to make that shot. And he's picturing you were there, wishing that you were there. When you see him charge and he stick his tongue out of his mouth and he look like he ready to run through a wall, take credit for that because that's anger in his face, not just determination. Because the anger is because why isn't my daddy here to show me how to do this? But I got Justin and Jaquez that they daddy on the basketball court with some cowboy boots on. At least their dad is there. Take credit for that.
Right.
Don't take credit for the other stuff. But that's one of them things that a lot of people don't see. But to me, that's sad. That's shameful. I don't want credit
it
for
is.
Something that I didn't do.
It
if
is.
If
I
did something,
you got a lot of men that you have a lot of men that do that, and unfortunately, you have some mothers that do that as well. You know, I played in all kinds of sports. I lived in the Stanley News and Press papers for track, for all kinds of stuff, the band, drama. You know, I lived in the papers, and I got support from the parents that were at my school, like my classmates' parents who loved me to death like I was one of their kids. That's where my support came from. My mom did not come to the schoolhouse and support me. She didn't come to any of my plays. She didn't come to any of my band recitals or concerts or competitions or any of my track competitions, any of that. So she didn't support me. And so the thing is that when you talk about fathers are supposed to be there. You know what I mean? They're supposed to be there to support you. And I have no doubt in my mind that had my father would have lived, he would have been through a whole lot of my stuff, you know, because he spent a lot of time with me when I was younger. So I know, and even though, you know, they were not together, he spent tremendous, and he didn't even move far. You know, he always said, I'm never going to move too far away from you. I'm not moving away from you where I can't see you. And he kept his word. So I think that when a father becomes a father, he needs to understand the importance of, you know, not just having the father, but both parents need to be, you know, whether you all don't get along together or not, you got this child. And so this child needs to be raised by the both of you. And I think that both play a very, very big part. But when you have a father who's a sperm donor, you know, you just can't be coming up in there and be like, yeah, that's my child, when you didn't, 20 years ago, you didn't give them the time of day. Now you want to tell them what to do. You know, now you want to go and say, oh, this. You can't tell them what to do. They grown now. You can't jump down their throat because they're going to turn around and look at you and be like, hold up, dude. Can't nobody say nothing to me but my mama, okay? You can't, you know, and sometimes I've seen men get mad. A good friend of mine, her child grew up without the father. The father disappeared the moment she had the baby. And all of a sudden, out the clear blue, he's coming out the woodwork. But the only reason why he came out the woodwork is because years before, the mother, you know, of course, filed child support on him. You know, when you go to, I guess, welfare or whatever, they automatically ask you who the dad is of the child and all that kind of stuff, so you get all that information. But they, I guess they kept pursuing him until they found this person and they finally started making him pay child support. But what happened was he got his income tax check. Was about $1,500. Well, that guy, Uncle Sam, snatched it and sent it to the mother. Okay, now mind you, this mother has already raised her child. Okay, she's already raised the child. So, does the check go to the child now? No, the child is grown. It goes to mom because mom not only paid her part and did her part, but mom also paid the father's part. And so that prompted the father, since his check got snatched and he figured out what child it probably went to, was to try to figure out where is she at and try to talk to her and all this kind of stuff. You talking to her and trying to get to know her is fine if she decides to let you in her life, but that ain't going to stop child support people from making you pay child support that you owe. You know, so that's them sperm spreaders. And here's my thing is, guys, do you really want to continue to be a sperm spreader? I mean, just how cool is that? Because you just heard comedian Micah say, greatest thing on earth is to be a father. So the sperm spreaders is out here going, oh, yeah, I got this, I got that. That ain't too cool to do all that. Because in the long run, it's like a circle. You may not deal with that child when that child is brought into this world, but guess what? Somewhere down the line, you're going to come face-to-face with that child. And that's God has a way of just bringing things to, and I don't think fathers get enough recognition. That's just me because you have so many people bashing not only the bad fathers, but you sort of get the bad fathers mixed up in there with the good fathers. And, you know, we have to stop that. We really have to celebrate our men. That's the thing. We got to celebrate our men. Ms. Jen, I don't know if we got anybody else that's online, but people, feel free to call in if you want to get in on the conversation. We would love to have you in here. We got comedian Michael in here. And, of course, he is like, you know, I have to give him dad of the
they're
year.
Online. They're listening. They're online, Ms. Cassidy. They're just sitting back listening. Well, I know there's a lot of dads out there that need to go ahead and chime in, because I know by me looking at what I was looking at yesterday, I know a lot of them are feeling a particular type of way. I know, for instance, I was talking to someone, and they're not just a sperm spreader. They're mm-hmm. trying to be a father. So they had a little incident. They're married to this particular person. Haven't mm-hmm. seen their son in 4 years.
Wow. That's a
long
time. Mind
you, the mother has moved on to another relationship,
mm-hmm.
but still has not offered the opportunity of letting the child kind of build a relationship, or taking the child to see the father, or to even send pictures.
Oh, no. That's... Y'all can't be like
There's
that.
There's a difference,
that...
like I said. There's a difference when you have those fathers out there that try to reach out to the mothers of their mm-hmm. children, and you get that response, and then you'll see the mothers say, well, you know, I want to wish a happy Father's Day to those fathers out there stepping up and taking care of your responsibility, and they be the main. Those will be the main ones that are not allowing the children's father to see the children.
Exactly.
Because you've moved on to a new relationship. Just because you've moved on to another relationship, don't let that block the relationship that your child has with their biological father.
That's deep. I mean, here's my thing. When does it come? When do you say that the child does not need to see the father? Is it when the father has been locked up, is put away in prison for killing somebody? Is it when they become a serial killer? When do you say, okay, I can't afford to have this child around the father? When do you say that? I mean, Ms. Jenna, Michael, when do you say that?
If a father is willfully, purposefully, and with full knowledge, making bad
mm-hmm.
decisions and choices, where he is putting his child in harm's way, then that's when that should take place. And it shouldn't be to the point where, okay, he just don't see him. It need to be supervised visitation, because for some strange reason, this man or this person's decision-making skills is just totally off and out of whack. So supervise those visits. But here's the thing. For a man, and men a lot of times, we're resource-based. Now, there's going to be a lot of men that are going to be like, okay, well, just regardless of this and that. We do in lieu of. But some men are tired of doing in lieu of. Do
mm-hmm.
what's right. So if you look at, like, child support, for example, if me and Jasmine have a son together, and she does not, I haven't seen my son in 2 years, and I've been trying to see him in 2 years. Should I still pay? Yes. Everybody, yes, yes, yes. Okay, but put yourself in that other person's shoes. But whenever these conversations come up, and I hear a lot of women say, well, you got other dudes. No, we don't need to talk about no other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what is right there. That's like saying, what's 2 plus 2? 2 plus 2 is
wow.
4. Yeah, but if you put them 5s up in there, then you bring up in the 9, I know you was held back a lot in school because
Miss Dillon,
not
we're
even
going
what
on, Miss Dillon, we're going on a countdown for some reason. I don't know why we're on a countdown. Can you find out why we're on a countdown, Comedian Micah?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay, you still here, Miss Jenna?
Hold on, Miss Cassie. I'm checking on it.
Okay, folks. We're still talking. Keep talking, Mike. I think we were. I kept hearing a countdown. I'm going, wait a minute. We can't be on countdown yet. It's not ready.
Yeah, it did. I don't know why it did that, but it did do that. Hold on 1 second.
But
yeah,
I think that's the only time that should be allowed to happen. If
exactly.
That man isn't putting his child in harm's way or nothing like that, then, okay, you know, let him see his child. But a
mm-hmm.
lot of times it's a lot of foolishness and crazy stuff that's been going on when it comes to that. Because I've seen a video on Facebook where this father just took his son to go get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And mom was like, oh, well, they were just sick and this and that. And he was like, well, put the hat back on their head that I gave to them. They stand behind his car and the mom is out there. And, I mean, they're like, and they upper 30s. They close to 40.
Mm.
And
okay.
It's like, that doesn't make any sense. Let a father be a father. If he's there, he's there. Y'all split. Y'all ain't together no more. Okay.
Right.
Get past that. Y'all have to work together so, you know, Queenie, your daughter, she'll be right. She'll be healthy,
exactly.
Sound. Your sons, they'll be healthy. They'll be sound. But you can't be putting like, just got to look and prioritize and what is more important. Is it important because he filed for divorce and left you, or he made a mistake, or shoot, you made a mistake and it didn't work?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you
mm-hmm.
lost out, you know, what you would have, because sometimes someone will get more by being the family being together than you would it being apart. So it's like you just
right.
got to prioritize and see what's more important, but that's damage being done to the son. And it's like, I mean, the kids. So it's like, it's not cool. But it's like, really, what can us as men do? I mean, that's the way the law is set up. In the state of Texas, if my son's mother were to get on crack and she lost custody of him, if she gets clean in 2 years, she can come back and say, hey, I want MJ back. And guess what? She got MJ back. What the hell is that?
Wow. See, that's, I guess I look at it where I just think that whether you are a good father, good mother, bad, whatever, don't put the child in the middle of your mess. Because in the long run, that's who suffers. The child suffers in the long run, you know, with the arguing, the back and forth, the just all this unnecessary mess that shouldn't be, you know, taking place. And I do think that when you talk about, getting back to when you're talking about how single mothers or mothers in general say, well, happy Father's Day to me too. No. Like I said in the beginning of the show, at the end of the day, lady, your child's going to call you mom, mommy, mother, mom, whatever. You're still mom at the end of the day. They're not calling you daddy.
If a man can't breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
If a man is raising a child by his own, whether it's a girl or a boy, We don't necessarily look for that recognition on Mother's Day. Don't tell me, Comedian Mike, and happy Mother's Day. If I can't breastfeed or if I ain't never breastfed and I ain't never lactated, I'm not no mother. That's it. It's more than just a role you play. Mother, there's a definition of that. Go by
mm-hmm.
that dang definition from start to finish. If I miss a lot of those components, I'm just a single father. Or any man, he's just a single father.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a mother. He's not.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just like saying, you know, if it was turned around and it was mothers, you know, like I said, you have men now who have stepped up to the plate to take care of their children, and the mother is not in the picture, you know. And so you can't just say, oh, happy Mother's Day to the dad, too. No, because at the end of the day, he's still father, daddy, dad, pop, you know. He's still dad. Same way, you know. You still mom at the end of the day. So we can't really step in there and take that credit for that day, Father's Day. Now, like I said, I know some women be like, well, you know, I did this and I did that, so I'm dead. No. You raised a child, whether it was a female or a boy, to the best of your ability. But here's my thing. Did you have enough sense to put your child in the presence of positive role models, whether they were men or women? That's where it comes at. You know? You always, as a parent, got to go the extra mile for your child. You always got to go the extra mile. Now, don't get me wrong, we got some parents that their kids bad as all outdoors, and they don't correct their kids whoop a jack. And as soon as a parent come along who is correcting their children, are doing the things that need to be done, and is taking responsibility, then you pretty much about to fight with that other parent, because that other parent ain't got no sense. So they thinking that's the way to go. I've ran into some parents like that. You know, well, my mom said I can stay out all night. Well, mine can't do that. Sorry. My oldest son, these two little boys showed up on my doorstep at 9 o'clock at night, talking about they going to a party. They ain't no more than about 11 or 12 years old. What party y'all going to? Come on, Anthony, we going to a party. No, my son ain't going jack. Ain't going nowhere with you. You ain't going to no party I don't know about. I don't know the parents. I don't know where it's at. There ain't no chaperone. And it's on a school night? Y'all got me twisted. No. So, you know, and here's the thing. For the sperm spreaders, ladies, you already know that 15 minutes into the relationship, you deal with a sperm spreader. So why do you continue to deal with? I don't know. I guess because they consider what the other label bad boys. Okay, I don't want no bad boy. I ain't got time for you because you're doing too much junk. That means you ain't going to be responsible. You ain't going to do what you're supposed to do. And if you ain't taking care of you, you sure ain't going to take care of me or my kids. So guess what? Next, I'm like Willy Wonka. Let you oop-a-doo, in a hole somewhere and turn into a blueberry. Okay? Ain't got a kind of time. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say about those type of people. I just think you all need to get that credit. I think there is a big difference, even though the fake fathers don't see that they're being bad fathers. They don't see that. They actually think that they are good fathers, but they're not. You can't just buy a child a piece of candy and be like, oh, well, you know what? I went and bought my child some candy today, so she good. No. You're supposed to spend time with them. That's how that's supposed to go. I don't know what to say about that. So, folks, I mean, you know, look, feel free to drop your comments under here. If you're on Facebook Live and you're watching me from Facebook Live, feel free to drop your comments down there. If you have questions about the topic tonight, drop your questions down there so we can respond back to you. Feel free to call in if you wish. The number to dial is 805-727-7233. 7101 and press 1 to get in the caller queue. Miss Jenna is here. Comedian Michael is in the house. So, hey, we can discuss. We can answer these questions. We can talk about this stuff. It, you know what? It is what it is. At the end of the day, you know, we still mom. At the end of the day, they still daddy. So I just think that real fathers are just who they are. It is just what they say. They're real fathers. They're people who will do what they're supposed to do, who will handle their business. You hear a lot of guys, I'm handling my business. Okay, what business is that you handle? If you're not taking care of your family and taking care of your children the way you're supposed to, whether you're in their presence or not, then you're not handling your business. So you might want to take that out of way. And then another thing I always hear men say, I'm a grown-ass man. Okay, you're a grown-ass man, but you ain't taking care of your kids. But you say you're a grown-ass man. Mm-mm. You ain't nothing but a sperm donor or a sperm spreader. That's what you are. You ain't taking care of no kids. You're not doing what you need to do. So, I don't know. But I know, Michael, you ran into people like that. I know you got some guys who you know are ain't nothing but sperm spreaders. I know you do.
I know one that's like real close. I know one that's real close to me, too close for comfort. Ooh. And to me, it's a mark of shame, man. I can't judge anybody, but to the one that I know that is super like real close to me, it is a mark of shame because it's like we're connected.
Ooh.
And it's like I just don't. It sickens me to know that I'm connected to you in any way. We have whether it's a blood tie, whether it's an in law or whatever. It's like that's the biggest mark of shame, man. To not be there for your child, every decision I make, my son is in it. It connects to him. And I know exactly how it connects. But when you just out doing stuff and just, you ain't just, to me, it's just bad. But it's like, hey, I can't really worry about that. I could be a good uncle or cousin or whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, my responsibility is my responsibility. You know?
That's
the only day fathers really have. I mean, because I've heard some people say, oh, you a father, you know, you need to just focus on doing what you're supposed to do, and that's it. No.
Uh-huh.
Man, women y'all have, and there's some men that they get, you know, some good stuff on Valentine's Day. Those dudes hate it. I'm just telling you right now, they just hated individuals. But y'all got Valentine's Day, y'all got Mother's Day. Y'all got commercials. Y'all got stores. It don't matter. You could take 10 Best Buys and put them in one location. It does not hold up to Kay's, Jared, Tiffany's, let alone Victoria's Secret, depending on what part you're buying from in there. Just a shout out to the big ladies. But it just don't compare to what y'all have. So shoot, why not just give us that one day? It kind of feels like a hostage negotiation to a drink. all we want is that day. Just don't bring up Ray Ray. Man, hell with Ray Ray. Just give me my damn day, man. You ain't gotta cook for 2 weeks. Just give me my day.
Oh my
well,
God!
We got another caller.
Oh my no, you didn't give me my day. Oh my God! Well, hello, caller. Now, who is this we got in?
Hello, my name is Ray Ray.
Oh, my bad.
Girl, like 18 mamas and about 18 kids. I don't call it. I'm a deadbeat.
My bad, man. I just threw a name out there. I ain't mean to hit you like that.
Are you the crime sweater?
You know my voice. I can't even take y'all. Huh?
You the crime sweater?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's the brother.
Get them deadbeats
the
ain't going.
That's the brother.
Get them deadbeats ain't going to call in. You know,
oh,
I got to call her and stir up a little controversy. That's just what I did.
Y'all, Mr. Mark Wine in the house. Crazy.
That's right. And I got two boys, one is 26 and one is 20. I took care of them, and they all in college.
See, I love it.
Around their whole life, yeah. Every event, besides when I was in the military, I was always around them. I always went to the events. I sat down, I did projects with them, homework, the whole nine yards.
Well, let me ask you something, Mark, because, you know, we're talking about this. What do you feel? I mean, how do you feel? You know, when you talk about real fathers versus the, and I call them sperm spreaders. I do not call them sperm donors because, to me, sperm donors and sperm spreaders are two different things. So how do you feel about that?
Well, you use the word sperm spreader. I always call them little boys. since I've been around, when I see that kind of behavior, that's what they act like. They don't act like men.
Right.
Yeah, they straight up. Those are boys. Those are boys still trying to play like they're men. See, I know because I dealt with it with my older son, which I raised as my son since he was 4 years old, and he'd be 27 this year. He calls me dad because that's all he knows.
Now, see.
So, you know, we don't go for the biological, you know, I don't have to badmouth somebody that's a biological father. You know, as they get older, they see for themselves, he's like, man, he don't do nothing. He's just sorry. And I was like, well, you know, I'll let you have the opportunity to make your own judgment. So, you know, when they get older, they see for themselves. Like, man, he's like, you know, I know what it is. Man, I have to be out here in the real world and working and going to college. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you tell kids things that, you know, is good for them, and they kind of, you know, fight you at times, especially on them teenage years. And they it's hard work out here. I really got to work, you know. But he's in med school right now, so he goes to Richmond, VCU down in Richmond. So I'm proud of him, you know. I know when they get older, they don't call as much as they want anymore, except when they want something. But you know, I'm still proud of them.
they're gonna call you. They're gonna call you like after they get out of school. That's how my oldest one do. Like I get calls from him now. You know that he's not in college and he's on his own for everything. Like, Mom, let me ask you this. Mom, you ever did this before?
No, I like when you go out of town and you go out of town and they still got to keep your house and you come back and all your good leftovers are gone and you know they was there the weekend.
Yeah, you know they were there. Like, you ain't got – well, I know if I make a big tray of macaroni and cheese because my oldest one, that's his favorite dish. And he would tell me, I'd be like – you know, when he got older, you know, when they get older, you, like, give them gift cards or money so they can go do what they want to do. My son would tell you quick, well, Mom, for my birthday, I just want a big old pan of macaroni and cheese all to myself. And he was serious as hell because he didn't even share the dish with nobody, like with none of his roommates, just not sharing. He'd be like, we can't get a spoon for it. He'd be like, no, this is my birthday gift. And I'm talking about a big tray. So it's crazy. It's a little crazy. Okay, we got some static. Is that static in the background?
Yeah, I've been sitting back listening to the show. You know, I'm thinking, you know, I was like, I know the brothers want to chime in, so you know they should chime in and speak their mind.
Yeah, you need to do that.
You know, like your brother said, we only get that one day of recognition, so let us get our recognition. Like I was listening to a piece the other day. I was watching this DVD, old Chris Rock. And he said, well, that's the only thing we want on a good day like this is to have the one big piece of chicken. And we can't even get that sometimes. We just want to sit down with the family, have a barbecue, have a get together. We don't want nothing fancy. We just want to be acknowledged.
That's
exactly.
That
makes me think about that meme that used to be passed around where it had the woman holding a plate and it said, ladies, time to eat. And you're making a plate. Who gets the plate first, the kids or your husband or your man? And all you saw was kids. Okay. Now, I believe the man and the kids because you're showing, you know, your sons how his wife should love him and daughters how they love their husband. So if I gotta compromise on that, yo, man, give me my day. That's all we want. Give us our day. That's it.
I agree that you all should get your day. I don't think, and like I said before, I understand totally that you have some single mothers who say, mama, dad, aunt, uncle, all these people, but at the end of the day, you know, you it is what it is. At the end of the day, you are, you know, mom. You're not dad. So we have our own day. So let these men have their own day. Get over it. Let them celebrate. Let's celebrate this. I don't think that you all get the recognition. The real fathers don't get the heavy recognition that they should get, you know, because there's so much of the negative stuff out there about the deadbeat dad. So y'all
so
should get the good recognition. Y'all, that's a right. That's a right to passage that you all have because we do have some really excellent fathers out there that are doing their thing. So kudos.
I used to get the weird looks when I actually used to go down to my son's school and, you know, I said, well, are you his father? And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, she didn't create him by herself. Like, we actually do have fathers that come to school and come into these, you know, activities with the PTAs and meeting up at the parent-teacher conference. And they're looking at me like I'm strange. You know, because I work at night, so I used to go to, like, the zoo and just with them in the daytime, and I'll be sleeping at night. But, you know, that's just stuff I like to do with them. You know, I rode on the bus with the kids and everything. And I'm like, well, you're the only father here. I'm like, you know, I ain't got to do it. I'm just here to support my kids. So,
see,
so
that's
one thing
is.
That kind of stereotype us, especially as a black man, as a father that, you know, was out there with his kids. You know, we really get stereotyped big time. So, yeah, they used to be shocked, like, oh, well, that's his dad.
See?
I'm like, yeah, it got to the point where they started to know me. So when I came to school, they were sick or they were doing after school activities, and I come to the office, they're like, oh, well, you know, that's such dad. And, yeah, after a while they got used to seeing me, but you know, I was few and far between as far as dads coming to the school and being involved in a kid's life. That was something different.
We get different comments too when we interact with our children in public. We do get a lot because
if it's interacted well, you know, I mean, if you all are doing something that's positive, yeah, you all are going to get that positive thing going on. We got to cut the show because we're running out of time here, guys. But I do appreciate you all coming on, Mark and Comedian Michael, y'all coming on and hanging out with us. And
that's
just giving us your opinion. Huh?
That's a part two.
Yeah, we definitely got to do a part two because it's just so much of it that we have to talk about. But, yeah, we want to come back and do a part two. We're like 7 minutes away for the show, and I got like a minute and something on Facebook Live, okay? So, folks, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you all for checking the show out and hanging out with us. And like I say, Mark, we appreciate you calling in. Michael, we appreciate you all calling in. We want you all to have a fantastic week. I will be back. Me and Miss Jenna will be back next Monday, folks, because after Wednesday, I will be in L.A. at the BET Awards. So hopefully,
don't brag.
I'm sorry. angry, Mama. I had your French fries for you, but now you ain't getting your French fries now.
Oh, we ain't getting no tickets.
My Facebook Live people, I'm getting ready to shut off, but I thank you all for tuning in. It's been great hanging out with you all. I will be back on Monday. So if this goes out, I'll send my thing with you all. So talk to you all later. Now, for my people, I know Lisa talking about don't be bragging because she knows she's going to the Essence Festival next weekend, so don't even try.
That's right.
And yeah, do I? And look, this is what I'm going to, look, Lisa, this is what I'm going to say to you. This is what I'm going to say to you.
For 5 days.
Now, Mark, she said that we made up for the hip-hop chicken, right? That's what she said. I'm just telling you, that's what she said. Trying to let that slide until she came in and said, no brag. I was trying. She said that. She's just messing all up. Why you got to go there? I'm not understanding why you got to go there. But,
you know I love you.
I know. But I'm just saying. You know, I think it's gonna be awesome. But just saying, that's where I will be at. And like I said, we'll be back on Monday. I'll be probably getting back in here Monday, but we're going to be rolling on Monday. So just watch out for that.
Please have a safe flight.
I am. I'm praying that I will, and we'll get back here on time. And then I have to be praying for you all because you all are going to New Orleans. So got to make sure you all have a safe flight down to New Orleans and back. And then It's on after that. So once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show and hanging out with us tonight because it's been awesome. And yes, we do have to do a part 2 to this. So Miss Jenna, come and give us some quick words, girlfriend, and I'm going to check us on out.
Oh, it's always me. No, I'm here. It's always me. Well, anyway, you know,
it's always me.
It's Monday, and we're gonna start our week off right. So, let me give y'all some words because haven't given any words in quite a long time. I'm just gonna say, you know, everybody's in the traveling mode in the next several weeks. It's just like. Yeah, I say may God bless our family and friends who need miracles and strength, and may their weeks be those who are weak lighten those who carry heavy burdens and have safe travel.
Mm-hmm. I thank you for that one. And Mark, I didn't get them cookies, so you have to cook. Yeah, I know Lisa got her cookie, but you know.
I'll make another batch. Wait a minute,
Mark, you
messing
up, dude.
I'll get some food. I'll make some more.
Okay. Well, can I get them before you go to New Orleans? Oh, I got
you. We'll work something out.
I'm just asking, you know, I got to put it out there. I just thought I asked, you know, because they look real good, you know, when you had trying to pop them in the oven and whatnot.
Those were the tubes. I made those from scratch.
Okay, but see, here's my thing. I'm going to need you to eat a couple of them before, you know, me and Lisa eat one of them.
Oh, I already have, trust me.
See, we don't need to be falling out, you know what I'm saying? Because then, I mean, I just send some to Miss Jenna and then, you know, see, let her test them and stuff. I'm just saying. And Michael, let him test them. I mean, I'm just saying. Just put it out there. Anyway, let me stop acting like a fool. Anyway, folks, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you all. Hey, it's Monday night. We had to bring it to y'all. But hey, it was serious, but it was good. But we come back with part two, so watch out. We will see you all again next Monday. So guess what? Have a fabulous, fabulous week. Don't do nothing you ain't got no business doing. And today is the first day of summer, so go jump in the pool, go work out, get your planking on, get your water in, sleep well, be well, and just act well. That's what I'm going to leave y'all with. So with that being said, this is your girl, Miss Cassie, and my partner in crime in the ACL, Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Shop and Drop. We out.
Deuces.
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kinda late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left, yes. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed, blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all day long, you're so blessed, yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, 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 yeah. Woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed.